I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday, a day like any other if you pick up the newspaper. Russian trolling under investigation, Puerto Rico recovering, Iran recovering, Italy recovering from a historic loss in soccer. We'll get to all of that today on the show. What it shows you, though, is that it's a chaotic and confusing time in the world, not to mention here in the U.S. Who are we as a country, and where are we headed as a planet? If you want a snapshot of all that, just go to Bonn, Germany, and this year's Global Climate Summit. It's where two dueling delegations from the U.S. are vying for attention and influence. We begin today with reporter Daniela Cheslow.
The official U.S. delegation to the climate talks here in Bonn cuts a confusing profile. It's small and nearly invisible. Delegates refuse to talk on record. The team's office door is mostly closed. More than halfway through the two-week meeting, the only official U.S. event promoted fossil fuels as a solution to climate change, including a big push for so-called clean coal.
At Peabody, we believe that the path towards near-zero emissions coal begins with high-efficiency, low-emissions power plants.
This is the first U.S. climate delegation under President Trump, who has promised to pull out of the Paris Agreement that's the centerpiece of these talks and to restore the U.S. coal industry to its former glory. But it's not the only delegation or message from the U.S. here. There's another group loosely assembled under the banner We Are Still In.
We have oyster fishermen in my district, and they're being hit, you know, firsthand. They're experiencing the effects of climate change through, you know, the water is getting warmer. We're seeing bacteria come in that were never there before.
That's Josh Cutler, a state house representative from Massachusetts. I meet him and his colleague Jim Cantwell when they just arrived, straight from the airport, and they are putting on their carefully chosen ties.
The U.S. Capitol cherry blossoms. See?
This one's got our seal of Massachusetts, so we're distinguishing ourselves because both in policy and in tie wear.
They want to make it clear where they're from and who they claim to represent, but they're a little nervous about how they'll be received.
These are all climate change leaders. What I dread is people saying, are you retrenching? Are you the only country in the world that's not going to follow the Paris Accord?
Cutler and Cantwell are among more than 100 American governors, mayors, and others who came to Germany to say they're still committed to Paris. One of their leaders is California Governor Jerry Brown.
So the rest of the world's got to carry the ball while we're temporarily over there in America off to the sidelines. But there's still California, there's still New York, Washington, Oregon, all these other places.
To make that message clear, Brown and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced they have gathered support for climate action from public officials and business executives who represent 130 million Americans. Just how much ground they can make up remains to be seen. The federal government isn't just walking away from its Paris commitments, it's actively moving in the other direction. And when they do talk, the official delegation makes it clear who's in charge. I managed to nab White House Energy and Environment Advisor George Banks as he walked to a coffee bar, and I asked him what he thinks of the other team from the U.S. here.
They say they represent 130 million Americans.
Well, I represent like 300-something million Americans, right?
Yeah, I do.
In other words, he says he speaks for the whole country. You wouldn't know that standing in the sprawling headquarters of the alternative U.S. delegation. Bloomberg sponsored it. It's six inflatable white domes. Over the weekend, hundreds of people packed in to hear him speak about American climate policy.
If Washington won't lead, mayors, governors, CEOs, and civil society will.
Like President Trump himself, this center projects confidence and even a swagger. After Bloomberg's speech, I meet Nadia Hmeti, a Moroccan activist.
It's big. It looks like America. Even the piece of cakes are big.
In fact, everything in this center is so big and flashy, she says at first she thought it was sponsored by Trump. I tell her it was a private initiative.
So this is not the government, the American government who is making this. It's this businessman.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nice for him.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, it's worth every penny to have this space because you have made something special. Your government said no, and somebody else said, I'll be in. So if you do it, let's do it the biggest way so everybody talks about it.
For The World, I'm Daniela Cheslow, Bonn.